Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Thompson.
And it is a rainy day here in San Francisco, and Thompson is learning how to hold his pen to make fine motor control and more precise drawings. And in our rainy day, good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
I'm going to post up a picture of his little hand and his little art so we can see how we're trying to learn how to draw better and get to where we can make our letters.
Why don't you try to take a picture of this
thing? He's almost five. He's got to start writing. It's time to learn how to write. It's time to learn how to write, and hold your pen correctly. Hey, Thompson, what do you think of the new style of holding the pen? Does it work better than the old way?
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot of practice, though, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, you're intense. Yeah! Circles inside circles inside circles. That's the way to do it.
No, I did. Look, I made a circle, and then another circle, a circle, and then another circle. And now I'm going to make a circle, and then another circle.
Yeah! See, you get smaller and smaller shapes. And that's really what you want to see. You want to start with big shapes and go to smaller shapes. When I was growing up and I was a kid in school, we used to have to trace our hand, and then we would draw a line. We would work. Yeah. We would repeat the line again and again and again, inside, until we couldn't make any more lines. Talk to the listeners, Thompson. Talk with your mouth.
Look what I did here. I made a circle around this.
Oh, you're tracing around the end of a tube, huh?
Yeah.
It is very interesting. That's called using a stencil or a template. Can you say stencil or template?
Stencil. Template.
Very good.
I can say both at the same time.
Oh yeah? What say what at the same time?
Say both of those words that you already said at the same time.
What were the words that I already said?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? Well, then you can't say them at the same time. What were they?
I'm gonna try to make a circle. And then you try to make a circle, too, in my circle.
That's awesome. Ooh, that's sort of like a baseball diamond.
There. Now you draw a circle inside my circle that I made right there.
All right. But this is the end of it for the rest of the radio show, because drawing on the radio is not very interesting for people who are listening, because they can hear it, but they can't see it. So we need to talk more. So, Thompson, you've been playing another game I've heard you playing in the mornings, and that's the Calm Yourself Down game. What is that game all about?
We have another game called Rummy Cube they already have.
Rummy Cube?
Yeah, Rummy Cube.
Yeah, and what's that all about?
First, you put all your numbers on top of your stacks, I don't know what the other game
is. I don't know. And then something happened.
Triangle.
Yes, you made a triangle out of your Zumba tubular. I don't know what those things are called. I mean, they're Zumbas, right? Zumba, is that right?
No, they're called Zumba toys.
Yeah, Zumba toys.
Yeah, right. Right.
You make all kinds of stuff out of those, don't you?
Yeah.
Pretty creative stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you, Timothy and Joka. Krisznam. That's thank you in Hungarian. One more word for you to learn in another language.
New Mexico.
That's what's on my shirt.
New Mexico.
So a big hello to all our listeners out there in New Mexico. Oh, and I am drinking once again my last of my Island Blend 365 coffee with my Clover Stardetta half and half and my Woodstock Organic Turbinado Sugar. Raw cane sugar, USDA organic, brought to you and distributed by the people in Rhode Island. Thank you, Rhode Island.
Did somebody just say raw cane sugar?
That's what we said.
That's what we fart said.
Can you say thank you, Rhode Island?
Thank you, Rhode Island!
Awesome, awesome. So it's a rainy day. You're going to have to wear your raincoat for maybe the first time ever, huh? Are you excited about that, or do you not like that?
Well, I used to wear my raincoat when it was really full raining.
Oh, it's full raining. It's cold.
It's full rain? All right, then I'm going to wear it.
All righty. So we're going to put on your new raincoat, and you're going to go to school. What else do you want to talk about today? Did you say you had a new favorite color?
Oh, yeah.
What's your new favorite color?
It's orange and yellow and gold.
That's green.
And green. Wait, this color is green?
That's green, yeah.
But what about this color?
I guess that's orange, really.
No, I think that's gold.
No, that's gold. Right there. See? That is gold. That is orange. See?
Gold, orange.
See, there's
gold.
Orange, there's orange, there's gold. See, they're not really the same.
But why?
Because they're different colors? I don't know why. Because the light refracts off them in a different way?
And what color is this?
Remember that a color and the thing that the color... Alright, an object and its color are two separate things. If you were colorblind or you had vision in a different set of sight, in a different bandwidth of light, you would not see green. You would see gray. And it would be just as true as the green.
What color is this?
That's blue, but it's almost time to go, so we got to do our special shout-outs.
This is light blue.
Yes, it's light blue. Special shout-outs?
Cool to Mama, Lacey Love, and Brad and Josie, and Brad and Josie.
And Brock and Caroline and Godmother and Grandmother and Uncle Dave and Aunt Lori and all our friends and family that we love so much. And all of you listeners out there, all 51,000 plus of you. Thank you so much for listening. We love you.
We love you. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.